Hello and welcome to our UKCP podcast. We are recording during the COVID-19 restrictions. Restricted measures mean that both psychotherapists and clients are adapting to new online circumstances. In this episode, UKCP psychotherapist and vice chair Andy Cottam discusses how the current crisis has affected his online practice.
I have to say COVID-19 hasn't really affected my practice as much as everybody might have feared. I've of course moved all of my clients online and basically working to whatever suits my clients. I think that's helped them all move over with the least impact for the actual therapy. The therapy is my personal relationship with my clients. That hasn't changed at all. Their environment has changed. They're inviting me into their home. They're seeing a small part of my home, basically a bookshelf behind me. But I've been invited into their homes and met their dogs, their cats, and occasionally children bursting in. But the same principles apply. I listen to what they're saying. I reflect on what they're saying and offer my perspective on how they might adapt their thinking, their feelings, to this very different situation we all found ourselves in. But the therapy is the same as it ever was. It's just online. It's very interesting to see how it's progressed from week one. I actually went into lockdown before the government advised it because I was with people who had the symptoms. So I went into lockdown a week before everyone else. That first week, people were very, very frightened. I was dealing with fear and anxiety at a very high level. And in many ways, I think that my old counselling skills came into effect more than the more in-depth psychotherapy. I was validating their anxieties. I was containing their fears. I was helping them understand the level of fear that was appropriate. The second week was very different. It effectively moved from fear of being ill or fear of having a dying or a loved one dying into more emotional fear. That fear of social isolation was matched by an equal fear, if not greater, about money. People were worried about whether their income would be sustainable, if they would survive, or whether their jobs would be still there when we come out of this situation. Week three and four, people are now starting to look at their value systems again. They're reflecting on what's important in life. Maybe work isn't so important, maybe money's not so important, but relationships have really come to the fore. People are now being forced to live with people that maybe they really want to, or not at all. And everybody's being asked to reflect on how important these relationships are. And if you've got to be in the same house as somebody, then you might as well try and make it work. In the last week, I've seen real ingenuity in my clients of how to find the privacy they need to conduct our sessions. And people talk about things in therapy that they don't want anyone else to hear. We offer a completely non-judgmental, confidential service. So what is spoken of in the consulting room stays in the consulting room. That's what we're trying to get in online therapy as well. Nobody's going to walk into the room I'm in. It'd be good if nobody walked into the room you're in. Ending therapy abruptly is really not to be advised. Maybe we'll put you on hold and say, look, don't worry, we can come back to the therapy when things improve. But let's try at all costs to keep it going. An abrupt end to therapy reminds us of all other abrupt losses. The more abrupt it is, the less prepared we are for that loss. If we can prepare for an ending, which is what we try to do with all endings of psychotherapy, then we have time to think about what endings mean to us, what loss means to us. COVID-19 has taken an awful lot away from us. A lot of people have been originally concentrating on, oh, I haven't got what I had. We've been able to change their thinking around into what they still do have, what's important to them, that's still with them.